KJAN Sports.
Time for sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
I'm so tired of trying to keep track of all my bills and making sure they get paid on time.
Well, Carla, have you thought about online bill pay from Nishna Valley Credit Union?
Oh, well, I'm not too good with computers.
That's okay. It's very user-friendly. You can set up free auto bill pay so you don't have to worry about paying your bills on time. You can even transfer from one account to another and so much more. And the best part is it's so easy and free.
Well, I'll have to check that out. What's the website?
It's NishnaValley.com.
Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Awesome high school basketball around the area last night. In boys' hoops, it was Riverside over Stanton, 66-17. Villisca beat Bedford, 87-38. Sioux City North over Lewis Central, 60-49. And Arweva beat West Harrison, 59-58. In girls' hoops last night, St. Albert over Fremont Mills, 52-33. Bedford beat Villisca, 49-30. And Arweva over West Harrison, 72-36. We have high school basketball tonight for you here on KJAN. Chris and I will have a boys' Hawkeye 10 conference matchup tonight for you as Atlantic visits Harlan this evening. Now, it's a little earlier start time tonight. We're on the air at 5:50 this evening. Tip time set for 6 o'clock tonight. We'll have all that action for you this evening here on KJAN and on the web at KJAN.com. That's Atlantic at Harlan live this evening. Again, 6 o'clock is the scheduled tip time for that boys' varsity matchup. The Associated Press high school boys basketball ratings out yesterday look like this. Iowa City West remains the number one ranked team in Class 4A. In Class 3A, though, the ratings all jumbled up as Vinton Shelsburg moves from fourth up to the top spot this week, with Iowa Falls Alden jumping from seventh to second. Creston moved up seven spots from number 10 last week to number 3 in this week's poll, while Grinnell moves from ninth to fourth. Last week's number 1, Davenport Assumption, lost 3 games. They're 3-3 on the season. They dropped to fifth. Bishop Heland Catholic is at number 6. Solon, Dallas Center Grimes, MOC Floyd Valley, and Spencer round out the jumbled top 10 in Class 3A. In 2A, Nottoway Valley remains the number one rated team, with Western Christian, West Fork 2-3. IKM Manning is up a spot to number 4 this week. And also in Class 1A, Danville remains number 1. Riverside moves up two spots to number 5 in this week's poll. Murray stays put at number 6 in the poll. Well, first came Bob Knight, then Mike Krzyzewski, and finally Jim Boeheim. Third-ranked Syracuse escaped with a 72-68 home win last night over Detroit to make Boeheim the third Division I men's basketball coach with 900 career victories. Boeheim was presented a jersey encased in glass with 900 emblazoned on it, 36 years after coaching his first game at the school. Also in top 25 play last night, it was 12th-ranked Missouri clobbering South Carolina State 102-51. Also, number 21 UNLV, a 62-60 winner over UTEP, and Notre Dame beat in-state rival IPFW 74-62, the 22nd-ranked Irish winner last night. Well, Duke is back on top of the AP men's basketball poll. The Blue Devils back on top for the 123rd time in school history, replace Indiana, as the Hoosiers suffered their first loss of the season Saturday at the hands of Butler in overtime. The rest of the top five this week features Michigan, followed by Syracuse, Arizona, and Louisville. The second five is Indiana, Ohio State, Florida, Kansas, and Illinois. 19th-ranked Butler could be changing conferences again 2 days after school president James Danko told the Associated Press that he would not rule out the possibility of joining a new conference with the 7 Catholic schools that are leaving the Big East. He issued a statement calling the rumors a tribute to the Bulldogs' success. Danko announced in May that the Bulldogs were leaving their longtime home, the Horizon League, for the Atlantic 10. That move was supposed to happen next year, but was expedited this summer. Butler will not play its first Atlantic 10 game until January. In women's hoops, Hallie Christofferson scored 21 points, and the Iowa State women held off a second-half comeback by UNI to post a 67-59 victory in Cedar Falls. Cyclone coach Bill Fenley said his team won despite being outplayed in the second half. He says the Cyclones had several chances to put that game away.
Three times in the second half, we have a 13-point lead, and they get an offensive rebound, kick it, and make a three or four. And that's not going to work. And, you know, we survived it tonight because we made some plays. You know, we took care of the ball. You know, we made some shots. In the Big 12, that we can't play this way.
Iowa State is 7-1 with that win. Jackie Kalin led UNI with 19 points as the Panthers dropped to 4-6. In the NBA last night, Orlando beat Minnesota 102-93, Houston over New York 109-96. The LA Clippers beat Detroit 88-76, Memphis over Chicago 80-71, Oklahoma City 107-93 winners over San Antonio, and Phoenix beat Sacramento 101-90. I'll have more sports after this.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
As bowl preparations continue at Iowa State, the focus this week turns to Tulsa. The Cyclones and the Golden Hurricane will meet in the December 31st Liberty Bowl in Memphis.
The next 3 days will not be fully dedicated. They won't be normal Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday type of practices for game week, but we'll get a lot of things exposed. And our philosophy is what can we delete? What don't we like? What do we need to see more of?
That's ISU coach Paul Rhodes, who says the game plan will be nearly complete by the time they head to Memphis. Quarterback Sam Richardson says up until now, practice has been focused on individual improvement.
We're getting out there working quite a bit. Just now getting into some Tulsa introduction about what our whole game plan is, and it's going real well so far.
2:30 is kickoff in the afternoon here Central Time at the Liberty Bowl on New Year's Eve afternoon. In other college football news, Notre Dame nose guard Lewis Nix III and offensive tackle Zach Martin will skip the NFL draft and return to school next year. Coach Brian Kelly also says running back Sierre Wood will wait until he receives an evaluation of his draft stock from an NFL advisory committee before deciding if he'll return for another season. The 325-pound Nix anchored one of the top defenses in college football. He had 45 tackles and 2 sacks. Martin is Notre Dame's top offensive lineman and a 3-year starter, while Wood is the team's second-leading rusher with 740 yards and 4 touchdowns. Western Michigan confirms it's hired 32-year-old Tampa Bay Buccaneers assistant P.J. Fleck as its head coach. Fleck has worked for Bucs coach Greg Schiano the past 3 years, serving as receivers coach at Rutgers before following Schiano to Tampa Bay this season to do the same job. Well, the New York Jets' faint playoff hopes have been picked off by the Tennessee Titans. Mark Sanchez threw 4 interceptions among his 5 turnovers as the Jets lost 14-10 at Tennessee, eliminating New York from the postseason chase. Sanchez gave up the ball twice after the 2-minute warning to kill the Jets' chance at a must-win. In the entire history of the Kansas City Chiefs, one steeped in tradition, they've never been ranked before last in the NFL in scoring over the course of an entire season. Of course, that's one way to celebrate the franchise's 50th anniversary in Kansas City. The Chiefs were blanked by the Oakland Raiders, the losers of 6 straight before Sunday, and thus failed to score an offensive touchdown for the 5th time in 14 games. The last time that happened to them was 1974, when they still managed to somehow win 5 games. That's one more than their best-case scenario this year. The Chiefs were playing their first full game without wide receiver Dwayne Bowe, who was on injured reserve Saturday night with injured ribs, and his absence was obvious as the Chiefs fell to 2-12. And in baseball news, R.A. Dickey has announced that he and the Blue Jays have agreed to terms on a new contract, clearing the way for the New York Mets to trade the Cy Young winner to Toronto. The Blue Jays will also get catchers Josh Tolley and Mike Nickias, who have experience catching Dickey's knuckleball. The Mets will get catcher John Buck, catching prospect Travis DiNardo, and 2 other minor leaguers for the reigning National League Cy Young Award winner. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.